الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel. As usual, inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn few verses of the Holy Quran and its brief tafsir. Today we are discussing verse number 118 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few more verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية. كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم. تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And the ignorant, that is the people of the book and the polytheists, they said, why does Allah not speak to us? Or why don't we get a sign? Those before them said the same thing, the hearts of these ignorant people and of those before them are alike. Undoubtedly, we have made the signs clear for the people of certainty. In this verse, it is said that the disbelievers of Makkah who are ignorant, they said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they desired direct communication with Allah Azza wa Jal. This they claimed because they said that if we see a sign, this will be a proof for the truthfulness of the message conveyed by the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a similar manner to these disbelievers, those before them from amongst previous communities questioned their respective prophets alaihimus salam. Thus their hearts are similar in terms of disbelief and stubbornness. Allah azza wa jal says, yet we have made clear the signs to people who are certain, who have attained certainty. People who know that these are the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they believe in them. Therefore, to request a new sign would not be but their rebellious nature.
أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم.
Undoubtedly, we have sent you, O beloved, with the truth as a conveyor of glad tidings and a warner, and you should not be questioned concerning the inmates of hell. In this verse, it is made clear that Allah Azza wa Jal has sent His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the truth and guidance, and He has sent him as a conveyor of glad tidings, and that is reward of paradise for those who respond to the guidance of Islam, and a warner of the fire to those who do not respond to the call of guidance from Islam. And it is made clear that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall not be questioned about the inmates of hellfire as to why the disbelievers did not believe. His responsibility is only to deliver the message which he did.
ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير.
And O beloved, never will the Jews and the Christians be pleased with you unless you follow their religion. Say you, O beloved, that only the guidance of Allah in reality is guidance. O listener, whoever you are, if you still become a follower of their desires after this that the knowledge has come to you, so you will have no one to protect you from Allah nor any helper. This verse clearly spells out the nature of the Jews and the Christians. They will never be pleased with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims in general until Muslims follow the ways of their religion. So who in the right sense of mind wants to leave the religion of truth, purity and true guidance, which is Islam, and follow those who altered the message of Allah Azza wa Jal and falsified His message of believing in Him only and obeying His final and chosen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal instructs the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to declare to them, Allah's guidance, which is Islam, is the only true guidance. The rest are in manifest error. Allah Azza wa Jal further states that, O listener, whoever you are, after true knowledge through divine revelation has reached you and you still desire to follow them, be aware that you will have no one to protect you from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, nor will you have any helper if you follow the Jews or the Christians in their religion.
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
Those to whom we have given the book, they recite it as it should be recited, and only they have faith in it, and those who deny it, so only they are the losers. This verse refers to a group from the people of the book. Book means here Injil or Bible. Who recited it with its correct translation as it was revealed, without changing anything, and accepted and believed in the true meaning of the Bible. This verse was revealed concerning a group of Ethiopians who believed in the true Injil, who presented themselves in the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accepted Islam. They became true believing Muslims. Thus, whoever disbelieves in it, that is in Injil or in Bible, either by distorting it or not believing in it at all, they shall be the losers, because they will be destined for the everlasting fire of hell.
يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
O children of Yaqub, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I exalted you above all the people of that time of yours. From this verse we learn that the children of Israel were favored because they were the descendants of the prophets alayhim salam. There were many pious people amongst Bani Israel. They were favored and preferred over all others in that period of time in which they lived, because of this unique honor of being the descendants of the past prophets alayhim salam. A similar verse has already been mentioned. It is mentioned again as to place emphasis in order to further motivate them to follow the final prophets of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned in their books. It was their disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal by rejecting the prophethood of His most beloved and final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did they fall into disgrace. From this we learn that no matter what your status is, true honor can only be obtained in loving and accepting the servitude of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whilst those who turn away from him or show even the slightest amount of disrespect to him, they will face disgrace and humiliation on the day of judgment. They will be the true and real losers on the day of judgment.
واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون.
And fear that day when no soul shall be a compensation for another, nor shall it be freed with any reimbursement, nor shall any intercession benefit a disbeliever, nor are they to be helped. Continuing with the theme of the previous verse, those Jews who claimed that our believing pious ancestors will intercede on our behalf, they are being reminded that no soul will compensate for another. So, fear the day when no believing soul shall be a compensation for another, when no soul of any pious ancestor will benefit any soul of a disbeliever who rejected the prophethood of the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Since no ransom shall be accepted from it, nor any intercession shall benefit the disbelievers. neither shall they be helped against the punishment of Allah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we learned few beautiful verses of Quran Majeed. We make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to understand Quran Majeed, to recite Quran Majeed correctly with tajweed. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon the commands that are given in Quran Majeed and to follow the sunnah of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, you are benefiting and enjoying from the programs of Madani Channel, which is an organ of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is doing wonderful work all over the world. So wherever in the world you are, get connected with Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madani Channel and travel in Madani Qafilas. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding